Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, a new solo show is on exhibit at the Elmhurst Art Museum. It features new work from the acclaimed Chicago artist. Hebrew Brantley continues to have success all around the globe. The Southside artist is a public fixture these days. If you've walked around the Chicago area, you know his work. The mural at the McCormick Place CTA Green Line Station. The mural on South Wabash. Next to my favorite Five Guys right there. Exhibit after exhibit. He's also had his sculptures right here in Pioneer Court, right next to the Trib Tower. We all remember that. His signature character for sculptures, paintings, murals, and beyond is Flyboy, a little boy with his aviator glasses, usually flying through the air, represented in several different styles and colors, a superhero for the art world, kind of like his creator. It's Brantley's signature, and it goes way beyond art museums. As a matter of fact, Flyboy interacts with Chance the Rapper in his video for Angels. Hebrew Brantley is a global star who came up here right in Chicago. Like I said, his new work's on display at the Elmhurst Art Museum through January 7th, and he is in studio now. Hebrew, great to see you. Welcome back.
Good to see you too, buddy. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Gallery work. I've known you for a while, and you've had different iterations, and you've been able to do a lot of public art. What's the difference for you? Do you like the idea of having a solo exhibit in a gallery in a more formal setting?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, gallery, museum, anywhere that I can sort of not have to be outside all of the time. No, I'm just kidding. I love it. I think, you know, it's a completely different space. I mean, physically and then, you know, mentally as well, in terms of how to transform the work and how the work needs to be seen, you know, and the different conversations that can be had in those spaces. So I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate it a lot more than the other things, but, you know, appreciate it all the same.
Well, I mean, there's so much to be said about. There's a lot of times that the art will be shown in different ways, and there's curation, of course, that goes into it. But there is an art inside the art to how this is presented, the way that the visitor is going to walk through your art when you talk about the discussion or the conversation that you want to have. That all comes from your brain. Talk about the idea of how you construct a museum exhibit.
Well, for this particular show, Forest Field, it's sort of started from the idea of, you know, everything that has been going on, you know, with the excessive sort of reported and, you know, violent acts that have been happening from the standpoint of African Americans and police officers and so forth. And then watching a lot of these, you know, CNN commentaries and how certain folks are engaging with that and to that. And, you know, a lot of it is people speaking about something or speaking to a subject that I feel like they don't really have any clue about, you know, but they try their best to sound really informed about it. And so, you know, I grew up on the South Side of Chicago. I feel like I have a voice, and I felt like it was time for me to sort of extend that voice, raise that voice, and speak through the thing that I can do, you know, the best, which is my work and my art, and to lend that voice to the perspective of what's going on and what's really going on. So, you know, it just talks about these certain blocks and these certain spaces that we occupy that are very familiar to us, you know, that have and are governed by a different sort of set of rules and regulations, but are very unfamiliar to others. And it's sort of a peek into that, I guess, in a way.
This is not the first time that you've entered into the socio-political space with your art. I mean, even Flyboy comes from the Tuskegee Airmen, and we talked about the last time you were in. But do you feel comfortable with the direction that your art is going, the idea of making more statements and making more political or even social statements with the work that's on display?
I feel very comfortable with it. I think for me, you know, with me using these characters and these narratives, you know, initially had always viewed it very like, you know, Charles Schulz or Walt Disney, where you create these characters, you know, they create a certain amount of gravitas. They're nice, they're cute, they're cuddly, so to speak, and they pull in an audience, right? Yeah. The aesthetics are pleasing. And then from that point, I always wanted to be able to say, okay, now that I've got you, have a seat and let's have a talk, you know? And so it's like now I'm able to say what I want to say and use these characters to be my filter and, you know, to sort of inject them in different narratives.
Yeah.
And that's sort of always been the plan, you know, and I feel very comfortable now being able to do that. You know, I've done so much in this space and using these characters in so many different ways. So now it's, you know.
When you say that's always was the plan, how do you know when it's the right time to say, you know what, now everybody's hooked on Flyboy, we all know it, now's the time for me to start making these political statements?
I think it just feels right. I think, you know, it's things line up, right? You know, like I've done everything from, I've dabbled in different forms of media and, you know, with everything that's going on right now, one of the biggest stages that I could be granted is a museum show. You know, that's something that sort of lives in the history of that space and that place. And, you know, for me, it's like, I mean, this show here in Elmhurst is the largest stage that I've been able to perform on, you know, so to speak. So why not do it?
I love the Elmhurst Art Museum. It's something that I've been out there a couple times to see shows. But to think of your career, whether it be down in Miami or last time we were talking about you were getting ready to go there or to even the work that you've done in all the other big cities, L.A., New York, around the world. But the idea of a space dedicated to your work like they're doing in Elmhurst, that's the big stage. That's what you're going for.
Yeah, I mean, that helps me live far beyond the street corner or, you know, these one-off shows or in someone's house. I mean, you always, as an artist, well, not every artist, but you strive to sort of have your work end out in these certain collections, you know, these people that collect the quote-unquote right way and the right artist, yeah. You know, and you want to be in those collections, and then you also want to be in the collections that go throughout history, you know, the museums. And so for me, it's always been that. I think that initially, it was a struggle because a lot of these curators, and it's no fault to anyone, but had a hard time seeing past the fact that it was a childlike image. You know, it was dismissed as, you know, cartoonish or young or, you know, whatever that thing was or that excuse was, it was dismissed. And especially in Chicago, because Chicago is not very progressive. We're getting better, you know, but it took others to come in. And then when Murakami did this show, you know, I can't tell you how many collectors came calling because it was like, oh, they get
really?
It now. Yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised by it because I know the city well, but I also know your reputation goes well beyond the borders of the city in the way that, you know, you have artwork that's been purchased by some of the biggest stars in the world. Hebrew Brantley is my guest, artist, Chicago artist. He's got an exhibit up at the Elmhurst Art Museum called Hebrew Brantley Forced Field. It's up until January 7th out at Elmhurst. Great art museum. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. Hebrew Brantley in studio. Stay with us.
Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded.
Welcome back to Download Here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Hebrew Brantley in studio tonight talking about his new exhibit at the Elmhurst Art Museum. It's called Hebrew Brantley Forced Field. It's on display till January 7th. A lot of your work, and it's been awesome to follow your career and continue. I feel like a lot of Chicagoans, we really do feel like you're one of us. And the way every time we see something happen to you or you get an exhibit or something happens or follow you on Instagram, we're all like, yeah, go get them. But it's fun to watch the interaction. How do you feel about it? Do you feel that your career is, from the last time we talked and you continue to move forward, do you see it hitting these benchmarks, having this exhibit, doing other things? Do you see yourself gradually aspiring to new heights?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to sort of survive this long. And so figure like since I can survive this long, I can survive, you know, 7-8 more years longer. And, you know, Chicago has been with me. And, you know, I think I've talked about this almost ad nauseum. But, you know, the idea that, you know, it's always been New York, that slogan, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. But I feel the opposite. I feel like if you can make it in Chicago, we're sort of the third market and we're not always as well informed as the other, you know, two larger markets. So I always came in expecting, like, resistance, and it's been nothing but, you know, open arms and people championing my movement and what I do. And so I'm extremely blessed and thankful for that. I think it's been an amazing thing. And, you know, Chicago's honestly kind of spoiled me, too. You know, it's just the love is so great.
You enter a room intense. When you're in New York, you're like, I'm here, and they're like, yeah,
right.
we don't know.
Who is this guy? He must play basketball. So, yeah, it's kind of spoiling, but it's been wonderful, man.
Is there more pressure as you get more and more opportunities and you continue to aspire to bigger and better stages? Is there more pressure on you to deliver new work, to expand and challenge yourself?
Not if you're ready. I mean, for me, like, I've got enough to sort of, I think, if I went from now until whenever I expire, I'd be okay. I have enough work to sort of last me a lifetime, but no, I'm ready for this. I've been, you know, it's something I've wanted my entire life. Mm-hmm. So apply the pressure.
Let's talk Flyboy. To walk past my Five Guys, mm-hmm. right? and see the mural right there, and also the work and the city getting behind it with the work at the McCormick Place CTA Green Line station. What's next for Flyboy?
Flyboy, actually, he passed away, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Flyboy. I don't know. He kind of passed away.
He did.
He passed away.
He's done? You're done?
He's done. No, I mean, he's not done, but, you know, it's time for a break. Again, I talk about Disney a lot and those guys, but Mickey was the face of Disney for so many years, but kids this generation don't know who the heck Mickey Mouse is other than, you know, just the branding. But, you know, push away from that. I think for me it was – he was my entrance into, and so now that I'm here, I can slowly start to peel back the label a little bit more, the curtain a little bit more, and reveal more of what, you know, I've always wanted to do. So I'm grateful for that. I'm not saying he's completely, you know, off to the side, but – I definitely have plans,
yeah.
but I just kind of want to, you know.
That's fascinating, too. I think about it from like a musician standpoint. Flyboy being your signature sound. I mean, you did that for so many years here.
Sure.
And people, they want you to play Flyboy. Mm-hmm. and then they come to the show and they say, Flyboy, mm-hmm. Flyboy. Do you feel that at all? Do you feel the idea that people do have expectations to see this character that you've created continue to show up in different artworks? It almost becomes your calling card?
I think so. I mean, I definitely understand that. I think that, and just like when we talk about musicians, I think that, you know, you expect for a certain sound, but then if that musician is able to sort of work what they do and be able to evolve, the audience is going to evolve and grow with them. And so I think for me, you know, I'm only getting better as a visual artist. And so the things that I want to do and to be able to continuously take my audience on this journey with me, I think they'll appreciate. And I think that, you know, though he might be missed, I mean, he's definitely not forgotten, he'll be missed, but yeah. You know, they'll be able to come along and not, you know, oh, man, he's not doing that anymore. I'm done, you know. And, again, it's not a full departure. He'll be sprinkled in. Yeah.
Do you as an artist, is there a challenge when you think about trusting yourself as an artist? And you've done tremendous work with sculpture and working around a character mm-hmm. that you invented and the character which has just taken off. When you start to move away from that, create works that are at the Elmhurst Art Museum and other things that you're working on, talk about that trust. It's your trust of your voice to say, I can do other things besides this character, and the idea of the confidence to do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense. I think, you know, more than trust, it's very instinctive, and it's just the thing where I've never been afraid to fail. So if I, you know, shoot that shot, I miss the shot. I shoot another one. So, you know, again, for me, I'm going to, you know, what's the saying about all the shots you miss 100% of the shots you don't take? So I think for me, it's that, you know, primarily where I'm going to keep trying and fail my way to success over and over again.
Where do you think that comes from? Where in your life was that instilled? Because there are a lot of other people come in and answer that question away and saying, well, I've got a lot of insecurities and mm-hmm. I don't want to be there. We hear all these cliches about
sure.
sports, but where do you think that idea that you want to fail your way to success comes from?
I think my family. I come from a really large family, and like I look at legacy and lineage is a huge thing for me, you know, leaving something behind, leaving something more than just the next person to remember you. You know, it has to be the next person after the next to the next and the next. And, you know, continuously your legend sort of being re-entered into whatever that place is. But it's the family. It's I had a lot of uncles and cousins that never really amounted to that thing that they wanted to get to. But a lot of them were really talented. A lot of them were, you know, extremely capable, but they were scared to even try and put themselves out there. And I never understood that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, if you do it and you don't do it well, just do it again, you know, or tweak how you did it that time and then, you know, try again. So I don't know. I think by example, you know, I learned that thing.
You know, I think of you and I think of other artists in Chicago, and it seems more often we hear Chicago as an art town, mm-hmm. more than we've ever had before.
Sure.
I mean, maybe there was formal artists that came through here, but when I think of you, I think of Kerry James Marshall, mm-hmm. I think of the Theaster Gates mm-hmm. design. There's so many people who are creating a very particular and very impressive culture around art in Chicago. Do you feel that?
100%. I think we have a renaissance, and I think it's especially good, which this statement I never thought I would say, but it's especially good for black artists right now. You know, like, we're kind of winning, you know. It's definitely something I never thought I would say in Chicago. But
are people seeking out your work? You mean like now museums are saying,
"Hey."
But
look at those people you named. I mean, you know, design is Hispanic. You have Carrie, you know, myself, The Aster, Nick Cave.
Right.
You know, you have a plethora of artists that are doing it at a certain level that are the other. You know, we're not European of, you know, descent. We're African American, and we're giving our voices, our culture, and putting it and injecting all of that in the work, and it's being well received. You know, people are taking it and, you know, buying whatever they can from it. And
it's amazing, too, because I think about Chicago as not a place necessarily that's progressive when it comes to balance and as we're trying
sure.
to carry, but the racial representation
sure.
in museums and places like that. It is, you have to give some credit to the city of Chicago and to the Department of Cultural Affairs, because I think of your sculptures that were right here in Pioneer Court. I think mm-hmm. design had a big thing at the Cultural Center. I'm mm-hmm. sure you've been Carrie as well at all the museums, even your work in Elmhurst. It does seem that the museums, and maybe this is a new phenomenon, mm-hmm. but the museums in the city are turning their eye
sure.
to some of the minority artists that are in the city.
No, I think that the department heads and the folks at the museum, I give them all the credit. I think when I speak to that, it's more just about the people of Chicago, you know, the folks that are coming to sort of consume
yeah.
the work. I think, you know, it's surprising to me. But, yeah, I think that those that are put in play to sort of help present that, I think they're doing a phenomenal job. You know, I mean, looking at the success the MCA's had over the past couple of years and just knocking it out the park, man. You know what I mean? Show after show after show. So, yeah, I think that they're definitely pushing the culture forward in that way. And I think, you know, for me, it's just surprised that Chicago's actually coming along with
yeah.
it, you know?
What's next for you? Talk about what's after January.
So after January, I'm going to get on a plane and go far, far east. I have a show in Hong Kong and then a few things in Tokyo. And after that, Los Angeles and New York. So, you know, Chicago, I think they've kind of, you know, I've given them enough for right now.
So, you gotta go.
Right. I gotta go. You know, I gotta spread my wings and hopefully, you know, grab some more fans and some folks other places.
Well, I'm glad we had a chance to get you back in here. Hebrew Brantley, Forced Field is the exhibit at the Elmhurst Art Museum. It's running till January 7th. Hebrew Brantley, of course, a tremendous artist here in Chicago and now beyond. Hebrew, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man.